Secretary Clinton came to Marrakesh for a meeting of foreign ministers from the Group of Eight leading industrialized nations and the Middle East to talk about resolving conflict in the region. Making progress toward a two-state solution to Israeli-Palestinian violence remains one of the biggest challenges to regional stability. Palestinian leaders say they will not return to those talks without a complete halt to the expansion of Jewish settlements. Clinton met separately with Israeli and Palestinian leaders before this meeting in Morocco, praising Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's offer to limit that expansion.
The simple fact is this. We are willing to engage in peace talks immediately without preconditions. The other fact is that, unfortunately, the other side is not.
Clinton says the issue of settlements should not block further talks.
What the Prime Minister has offered in specifics of a restraint on the policy of settlements, which he has just described, no new starts, for example, is unprecedented in the context of prior to negotiations.
The head of the Palestinian government's press office, Ghassan al-Khatib, says the Obama administration is unable to advance the peace process because it cannot pressure Israel to stop settlement expansion.
So from our point of view, and from the point of view of the international law, and according to the roadmap, Israel has first to stop the expansion of settlements in order to contribute to preparing the ground for meaningful peace negotiations.
This sixth Forum for the Future is a joint initiative between the G8 and countries of the broader Middle East and North Africa region. It involves civil society groups and the private sector in a discussion of economic and political reforms, as well as human rights and democracy, following up on the first forum held in Morocco 5 years ago. But the Israeli-Palestinian conflict remains front and center at these talks, with Secretary Clinton urging both sides to return to negotiations as soon as possible. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Marrakesh, Morocco.